Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday broadcast. We're going to go to rebroadcast for a while, and we're going to come back with very important news and information for you here today. We have some very dire news and information that we're going to be covering, but hopefully if people care, we can do something about it and turn the tide against this. But, again, I'll start the main transmission here in just a few minutes. This is a very important report. It's clip number one. And you see the full report at man.video. COVID vaccine truths. Ratchet up. Here it is.
Giving in to having these chains put on you only makes them put the chains on tighter later. So that's why they squeeze and then release. Squeeze again, release again. But each time getting tighter. So by the time they've squeezed us down two or three times, we'll be at a level we'll never be able to get out of and won't be resisting at the key moment when they finally break our neck. And we're entering that neck-breaking area in the next year to two when they finally enforce these world IDs when people are starving in mass, the borders are totally collapsed, and they're going to hold us hostage and say, now, it's your fault you didn't take these IDs. It's your fault you didn't take these shots. And even when you finally give in, there's no food at the store, and you go and you take the shots, it's only going to get worse after that. Just like all these people that took the shots, because they were, quote, heroes that was going to make them invincible. And now they learn they're actually the super spreaders. They're the ones causing it. The countries that have the highest rates of inoculation have the highest rates of death and disease because it's all a trap. It's all a spiritual delusion.
All you have to do is go back into the 1970s when swine flu was an issue and they came up with the swine flu vaccine. And I was working in a hospital as an orderly at that time, taking care of patients that had developed this neurologic problem called Guillain-Barré syndrome in response to the swine flu. And we lost, I think it was somewhere around 25 people. And the United States, which didn't have a campaign of we're in this together and we care. 25 people was enough for the U.S. Population to get involved and for mainstream media, 60 Minutes, to do a story on the swine flu vaccine. Now here we are in 2021 and we're a great loving society and we're all in this together. And mainstream media doesn't seem to have an interest in covering a story about tens of, 8, 9, 10,000 people in the U.S., 12,000 in Europe.
I don't just say this stuff to sound shocking, but I say they want to kill you and your family. That's their goal.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First we've got population.
We have 100 million people in this country, John, who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not vaccinated. We've really got to get those people to change their minds, make it easy for them, convince them, do something to get them to be vaccinated because they are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
I hear Fauci and I see these other liars on TV saying this lie. 99% of people dying have not taken a COVID shot. And notice now even Congress said, give us those statistics. That was a week ago. They won't do it. It does not exist. It's off Cook numbers where they counted from the beginning
of
the
pandemic. It's Thursday, August 5th. We're live. Stay with us back in 60 seconds. But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Momentous times. We're live on this August 5th Thursday broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have several very informative big guests today, and I intend to open the phones up. Ivory Hecker is going to be in studio, and she, of course, exposed the fact a month and a half ago here in Texas, in Houston, that she wasn't allowed to interview medical doctors that had big practices about stuff that was basically 100% effective against COVID-19, because Big Pharma wants to only put a ventilator on you and not even give you antibiotics or antivirals or steroids. For those that don't know, I used to think people were dumb giving antibiotics for viral infections. It's the bacteria that infest damaged lung tissue, and then the viruses are able to live in there. So it's a triple hitter, and antibiotics, steroids, and then, of course, zinc and things like ivermectin. But it's the suppression of that information that is so criminal. And that's what allows them to then get these death numbers up to then shut down society. They're engaged in information warfare terrorism. So the former Fox 26 reporter a few weeks ago was at CPAC in Dallas. When she got up on the stage, they turned her mic off because Fox, it turns out, was the sponsor. And even though that was just an affiliate, they shut her down. So disgusting behavior there. She'll be in studio. The constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes will be on to talk about the legality of the big announcements I'm about to make. And, of course, what evidence of election fraud has come out. It is quite momentous. But there's a lot of media and others distracting into red herrings. And so we're going to be looking at all of that with Bob Barnes. And then we have Jay Dyer hosting the fourth hour. I have been doing a lot more commercial-free interviews, and I'm doing a few in the next few days, and I also did one yesterday morning with David Icke, an hour and 30 minutes commercial-free. That is going to be put out this afternoon, and then I'm going to take several other big interviews that we're going to air and premiere this Saturday because the time is short, and I need to spend every moment I have on air. Okay, if we could, let's go to InfoWars.com. And we'll put up the big show headline for the broadcast today. And this is a pretty big deal, and so everybody might want to listen. Exclusive, Biden to announce second nationwide lockdown on August 11th. Now, I first saw Jack Posobiec, who is definitely connected, extremely connected to U.S. intelligence agencies, been in naval intelligence, but he's definitely hooked in. And he said the chatter is they're looking to do it on August 11th. I saw that 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago. Then I saw the federal Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Communications Commission announced that they're going to do an internet takeover drill, an EAS alert on the 11th, so don't get upset. And then, you know, I'm the type of guy that knows when they're going to do something that big, they're going to have radio and TV station owner engineers do tests before to make sure it also goes out on their platforms. Because I've been in radio and TV 27 years. I know how that works. Made some phone calls last week, actually, to some engineers. And they said, indeed, they're told that there's something big coming on the 11th. Then I talked to some military sources last night. And they said, yes, they're told Biden will make a big announcement on the 11th and be ready to even quell any type of insurrection, as is what they're calling protest. So I can tell you that now Posobiec came out and said from his sources, which Posobiec's the real deal, that the White House is writing the speech right now, and it will be on the 11th. So I don't just go off what he says, even though he might be credible 100 times, maybe the 101st he's wrong. But he's saying it, and I made some calls from different angles and confirmed it, that they are definitely have that as a marker point that they're probably going to do it. Now, if we expose it and get ahead of it, if governors speak up, if the Senate speaks up, then they may back off. That's why I'm doing this. But you know, 95% of the time, I'm very, very accurate when I make these type of predictions, because it's not a prediction. Something this big, they're going to set the table. It's like you show up at grandma's house, you smell food, see the table set, you go, oh, wow. Did you cook something? When I came to visit, I didn't know you were making a big meal. And she comes out with a big ham or a turkey. She's like, oh, absolutely. I mean, you can smell it coming out of the kitchen, the tyranny. They got the table all set. They got the knives out for us. And then you got all the preparatory announcements taking place. So, yay, 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 national lockdown day. Lockdown 2, make sure big tech destroys more of the economy, consolidates power. And they're just going to do it every late summer into fall. This is our new life, where your businesses are shut down, but Amazon and Walmart and Target, they're all open. And if people put up with this, then they just get what they deserve. Churches are still closed in Canada. The topless bars have been open the whole time. So it's just unbelievable. Let me just give you the headlines here as best I can, and then tell you what that means when he declares this emergency. Because he's going to say, and I have this from my own deep research, because I know what the Club of Rome and what the Trilateral Commission and what the CFR and what the Davos Group, all the same people, what the UN say in their white papers will now be announced. So I can tell you what's going to be announced. He's also going to announce a climate emergency on the 11th and tie the two together. Now, they may run in and change some of the speeches now, but only if any senators look into this and challenge him or any governors. They don't care if I come out and tell you beforehand. They think I don't matter. They think you don't matter. So they'll probably execute it just as I'm saying on the 11th. They might move it to the 14th or something. Or that's another day that they've definitely got a lot of action around, but we're talking right now, 6 days from lockdown 2 being announced, and all of the suicide and all the bankruptcy and all the homelessness and death that comes with it. And you've already seen 10 deaths, they say, from COVID this year in 7 months in Australia. And they're under total lockdown, basically, with the military out beating up men, women, and children that dare go outside to walk their dog. I mean, this is just disgusting. Oh, and I tell you what's even richer. There's an article on InfoWars.com. Will you just print for me? It just popped up. Thanks. The UN is reporting that governments are bad and governments are attacking their own people and are authoritarian. And the UN is very upset about footage out of Germany and France and Australia and the U.S. and Canada of riot police beating men, women, and children at anti-lockdown protests. Oh, my goodness. Just like the UN so upset about all the mass starvation, 20-plus million that starved to death the last year and a half. With the lockdowns, they admit. So they order the lockdowns, and then they tell you, oh, all about the death and how terrible. And then they tell you, oh, it's a UN project to censor everybody and control everybody. But then when the police beat everyone in lockdowns, they order, then the police are bad. So it's called having cake and eating it too. And by the way, I'm not defending these horrible, evil North Korean-style police, no matter where they are, in Los Angeles or in Melbourne, Australia, or in North Korea. I'm saying that to have the UN then have its cake and eat it too and go, oh, my God, look, these governments are at war with their own people. This is torture, which, of course, it is. And it is North Korea, and it is, like, off the chart. But the very group that the Fortune 100 controls giving the shots, like a general, a field marshal in a war, he says, use your artillery on that town. Kill everyone. So for a day and a half, artillery, blow a town to pieces of 10,000 people. And then the field marshal gets on the TV and says, it's terrible what the army did to that town. I'm so upset. That army is evil. What? What? Like Hitler said, I apologize for the German military invading North Africa in 1941. I'm good. I'm against it. You ordered it. I mean, it's the death of logic. Because they think the public has no logic, so they just do all this stuff. Like, you got to take this vaccine, though. It doesn't protect you. And it actually makes you sicker. But you're going to take it. It's all coming up. The vaccine, what does it mean to go into this emergency? Because we're already under martial law. He's going to make it official. And the date is set for 6 days.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's unfolding? Private banks were able to get control of the currency of the British Empire in 1815. And once they did that, they got control of most of the other currencies on the planet. And then we had the Bretton Woods Agreement after World War II that agreed to make the dollar the world reserve currency. And that benefited Americans and others to a great extent. But then, over time, the private bank holders were able to create thousands of trillions of dollars that they used to buy up the media, the academics, all the major corporations. And now they have this huge pile of derivatives that years ago, a decade ago, was in the multi-quadrillions. That's 1,000 trillion. They say now it is many times worse than that, to where they could buy the world over at current inflation rates thousands of times. Now, that's fraud. You know, Bernie Madoff went to jail for creating $80 billion or so in fake money, and he ripped off rich people. That's why he went to jail. So he was kind of running a scam on the establishment itself that they run on all of us. And so what do you do when you come to the end of the line? What do you do when it gets down to brass tacks now and they've got this giant global debt that's fraud? They should all go to prison for it. But it's infected all the pension funds and all the mortgages and all the governments and all the systems of the world. And the Chinese are duplicating it. And the EU has their own system. And there's all these incestuous money laundering operations and Ponzi schemes going on. And then what do you do when you know it's coming to an end and you know you can't hide the inflation? Well, you release a virus, you hype it up, you lock things down, you destroy the real economy, you tell people, hey, I'm going to give you a universal income to create a depression in the real economy so there's less goods so that the inflation doesn't show up as bad as it would, and then you get control of those individuals who don't understand economics and are now getting a pittance of money made out of nowhere, but then they get behavioral control and political alignment and fealty and submission from those individuals. So this is all a process of having an endless emergency and lockdowns that consolidate power into a handful of globalist big tech corporations. While you're shut down, but while you learn to go on the dole for fewer and fewer resources, because they're going to pay you for many, 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 many years, more than you would get paid in the free market, only to get rid of what's left of small businesses and mom and pops, because once they're gone, then they're going to have total control. And that's their admitted plan, and that's their great reset, is you will own nothing, you will have nothing, you will live in a coffin-sized tube. This is all official. You will not get meat, you will not travel, but you will have all of the synthetic drugs and pornography and entertainment you want given to you. You will be anesthetized after they've taken everything from you physically. They will then take your mind. And that's what this is. And so the chains are going on right now. Your birthright, your privacy, your own ideas, your right to self-defense, your right to get married and have children. All of it is under total assault. Your right to religion. It's all under your body, your right to have in your body what you want. And they didn't just come out with a placebo and then say, oh, we'll open back up once you take the placebo. No, they up front, they give you something that gives you blood clots and kills you slowly. Because they got to get the party started at a certain point. And they know that actually in the twisted psychology and behavioral psychology, that actually if something's really abusive and violent and bad and no alpha males come to stop it, that people will then subserve themselves to the abusers under what I call mass Stockholm syndrome and learned helplessness, and that people will then bow down to the oppression and the domination because they mentally can't handle the horror of what's being done to them. It's too scary to know they've got control of the government and are coming even for children with something that colonizes your body with prion mad cow crystals. On record. And so it's so horrifying to people that up front it's killing so many. And when they talk about how they got sick or how their daughter died or how their father died or their mother died or their brother died, they get censored. It creates desperation. And so this is a full-on culling, a full-on exercise of power. And this is war against humanity. It's horrifying. So we're already under a martial law where the former president can't be online. And millions of other people have been taken offline in the U.S. alone. We're already under a martial law where they surveil everything you do. And big tech sends out Trojan horse assistant apps that listen and watch your every move. And your phones track your every move. We're already under a martial law. When they're already announcing in all these big blue cities and states they control, vaccine passports, you can't go to the grocery store, all the same thing the UN already announced. And the same thing that Boris Johnson and Macron all announced. But then they're going to make it official coming up very, very soon. The date they have set is the 11th. After all their surrogates and all their minions and all their people called for it and prepared it and got it lined up and got it ready. And so you have this sense of helplessness of, hey, it's in their white papers. They're going to have an internet ID. They're going to have a global social credit score based off of this database, this medical ID. And they say they're going to take 3 or 4 shots a year or then even more. And they're going to track and control you. And then once they have that pass for you to be able to travel, they can then not let you travel for a lot of other reasons. So you don't want to take the system. It's not a key to the city, like de Blasio said yesterday. It's a key to the chains they control that are on your body that they now throw the key into the ocean. When we come back, I'll go over all these articles, but it's all totally predictable. How did I say over a year ago? Hell, I said it in March. Played the clip many times. I was working out a lot more than I was 20 pounds lighter and wearing that, you know, brown, light brown suit. And I'm up here in March and I say, they're going to make you take the shots to claim there's a new variant and that the vaccine didn't work and that it's the unvaccinated that are to blame. And they'll do it by the end of the summer, 2021, because we had the documents. That's a UN document. I didn't predict that. It's a battle plan. And there's nothing more frustrating than having an enemy's battle plan and having it and not seeing resistance mount to a criminal takeover.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stand up and say no. It's the moment you figure out that submission is death, resistance is life. Let me give you an illustration before I hit the tyranny and what Joe Biden is set to announce on August 11th. It's confirmed. You're hearing it here, confirmed first. They're set to make that day. They may change the date of the announcement, but it's on. And all their surrogates are saying it's on. Hell, I knew this over a week ago, but I wanted to make dead sure. That's coming up in a moment. But I got several articles that tie together that illustrate the way out of this. So let me show you these articles. This came out again a few days ago, ZeroHedge.com. Bild is the biggest newspaper magazine in Europe. Very respected. Editor-in-chief of Europe's top newspaper apologizes for fear-driven coverage of COVID and says the police are beating men, women, and children. This is all overblown. The numbers were much exaggerated. The PCR tests are fake. We apologize. We were wrong. Now, is that because people are turned against him? Maybe it's because his wife's going to leave him? Maybe because he has a soul? I don't know. But it's that type of activity of people that are in the system. I mean, Bild at the end of World War II, the OSS came in, took it over, and made it the new paper. Then the CIA ran it forever. Everybody knows that. And then you can argue whether the Germans ever really got control of it. But the point is, Bild is the mouth of the establishment. Why would it be saying that? Because people rebel inside the establishment? I don't know. But I'm telling you this. This is bad for everybody. I don't care if you're the editor of Bild. I don't care who you are. We're destroying civilization. So the globalists can consolidate power over what? Save the earth collapsing civilization and the giant wars? That's going to start? No, this is about power and control. This is not about the environment. They tell their acolytes, oh, we're taking over and starving everyone for the earth. Oh, we're consolidating power and bankrupting people for the total BS. So this is what you want to see. You want to see this. This is a featured video. I didn't watch this when it was live yesterday in the fourth hour. I watched it last night. I got home after work at 9:30. Not bitching, I'm just working hard. And look at this. Bombshell. High-level Pfizer whistleblower confirms COVID injections are poisonous bioweapons. She was on with a psychiatrist, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. Did a great job in the fourth hour. And then she just goes over the patents that they admit it is designed to get blood clots and kill you. That is the whole point. That's Karen Kingston. So it's going to be people like the editor-in-chief of Germany's Bild apologizing and saying this is wrong and that this is tyranny and that the police attacking everybody is evil and forgive us for generations. You know, we have helped induct everyone into total tyranny. It's going to be people like that, like Julian Reichlet, if I'm saying that right. And Karen Kingston. People have got to decide to say no at a certain point and stop surrendering to evil. Because as Thomas Jefferson was famously asked, what is the level of tyranny at which tyrants will stop? And he said, at the level you start pushing back. There is no level. It's well thought out how they're doing it. It's a technocracy, but it's what their end game is insane and will not work. It's why they say, oh, we're destroying civilization to save the earth, because they know their program is just of destruction. And the people on top know that's the plan. Pure evil. But those below them believe they're really doing all this creative destruction, Chicago Business School, Rockefeller crap, because it's for the greater good. Because they're the downtrodden liberals, and they're fighting the establishment. Yeah, right. You are the establishment, people that serve the system. So let's talk about reality here. Look at this. Tucker Carlson comes out last night and points out the elephant in the room. And even the Washington Post gets it. Opinion, the CDC's eviction moratorium is almost certainly illegal. So even the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos's publication, says you just can't have the CDC, because the CDC, let me explain this, doesn't have the statutory power in any way to announce that for now over a year and a half, people's mortgages are forgiven or their rents are forgiven. And again, why would the system be doing that? Because they're going to knock out the smaller renters and the smaller property owners and consolidate. They're just creating disorder and fear. And of course, was it constitutional to say all these small businesses were not essential to begin the breakdown and tell people stay home so that the economy would fall apart so production would drop? No. All of it was wrong. And then where is the CDC coming out and saying, oh, we order everyone to keep giving everybody free rent, even though the people that are paying property taxes on those houses and apartments and condos and that are fixing the roof and fixing the air conditioner and fixing the pipes and fixing everything when the renters are cooking meth in the living room or the kitchen, they've got to still pay the banks, who are the big boys. So this is savage war by the ruling class against everyone. And you see the ruling class doubling and tripling profits. So, of course, a year later, they're back with lockdown too. So the question is, when do you come up for air? You know, I scanned over this. Here's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Department of Health and Human Services, Order Section 361, Public Health Service Act. Since when do they have the power? They tell you how they have the power. They don't have it. To declare under civil emergency that they can do this. Well, only if we're under martial law, only if Biden is a dictator, only if all those executive orders have been implemented. And you see, they haven't been officially implemented, not all of them yet, and that's what's going to start on January of next year, in my view, is the country going into complete bankruptcy and receivership and collapse. But before then, they want to kill the economy again, put it into cardiac arrest on August 11th with this new declaration, where he'll also declare war on fossil fuels and on business in America to drive anybody else that thought they could invest here out, so the globalists can break us, bankrupt us, and then totally consolidate control. But it's not just the money and the houses and the land they want. They want that control over your family. They want that control over your mind. They want that control over everything you do and where you go. And they want to be able to watch you because they crave it. And how anybody would give monsters like this, this control over their lives and think, oh, just take the shot. You'll get your freedom pass when you'll never. The freedom pass is a slave pass. The freedom pass, the key to New York, you know, having this tracker thing on your phone is your ticket to hell. It's your ticket to North Korea, and everybody that's got a brain knows that. So the UN pushes the lockdown that says, oh my God, people are starving to death, give us more money. The UN pushes the torture and beating of people to go outside and says, oh my God, your countries are bad, the UN should take over, your police are beating you. Then they order the lockdown, bankrupt everybody, including the renters and the rentors. And then they come in and say, oh, don't worry, we've got a new emergency reorganization where you just sign on to this program and we'll give you money to keep the people living in your house there. So now the government, the big corporations, the banks are the direct controller. And then you're just a tenant that kind of manages the property for them. And they've got it all figured out. It's all been announced. It's totally diabolical.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The human implementation of Christianity has been very flawed. But in Christianity, we developed a civilizational system that really empowered humanity and really took us to the next level. But the entire natural world is about the survival of the fittest. And it is a system of control. And it is seeking to take over and to dominate and to kill again. And notice it creates a system where it doesn't want competition for its prey. Wants to dumb us down, isolate us, and then take its time toying with us before we're destroyed. So the very survival of the fittest system the globalists talk about is a fraud. They want a monopoly. They want a system where they've got all the weapons, they've got all the technology, they've got all the understanding, and then we are just these playthings that they ritualistically attack. But if we have a level playing field, or even half a level playing field, we will intellectually defeat them. The public will resonate with us, with strong families and strong ideas and God and justice and freedom and real competition. And we will celebrate that competition together, and we will raise everyone up in that excellence. They don't want that. They want control of the human. They want the control of the immune system. They want control over our lives. They want to play God. That is what makes them feel powerful, is to put a thumb on each and every one of you out there. and they've lied to you about every facet of the COVID takeover, and we have their documents that it's about power and control. We have their documents that it's about lockstep. I mean, we know what this is. This is their big grand assault. This is them playing their hand. And they've gotten away with a lot, but it's falling apart quick. It's not going as well as they wanted. They're really scared. I force vaccinations on my cattle, not because I'm concerned with their health and safety, but because I'm concerned about my profitability. Let's go ahead and look at this. Here we go. Fauci fears variant. He fears. Oh my gosh. Well, this Nostradamus is never right, is he? Said about his pocketbook. Fauci fears variant worse than Delta is on the horizon because of unvaccinated Americans. That's right. No proof there, but oh, there's one even worse. See what happened here? They rolled out Delta, all this made up fear. Then we learned the majority of people that were sick had the vaccine, majority dying had the vaccine. So now we know that Delta is tied to the vaccine. So let's move on to something more scary sounding. Oh, not the real bubonic plague and Nevada and Colorado killing people. No, that doesn't hit the news. No, the unvaccinated. And it's a voodoo-esque statement. It's not based in reality. But they don't care. There's a new, even more deadly one coming. And then meanwhile, there were really not any new numbers of people in the hospitals last year other than those they were killing with ventilators. But this year, there are more people sick. And there are people getting ill. And now when people get a flu or get a cold, they just panic. They think it's the end of the world. But COVID-19 was a new virus. They cooked up a chimera so they could own it and control it and control the vaccines and response to it. So they'd be years ahead of everybody else because they knew the vaccine was actually the poison, the spike protein. So here's Fauci blaming you, ladies and gentlemen. Those that won't take their experimental shot. How outrageous. Secretary of Defense Austin to announce mandatory vaccine policy for all active duty military. An experimental shot. Courts ruled in the early 90s and 2000s they couldn't do that, but now they're just going to try it again because the majority of the military didn't take it. Oh, they claim 60% did. That's not true. New York City launches vaccine passport. Told you that was coming. Totally illegal. The Atlantic. That's the mouth of Obama. Unvaccinated people belong on a no-fly list. And you read the headline by the guy that used to work at an Israeli torture prison, Jeffrey Goldberg. He's come down here to visit me before. But really what they want is an ID. He says, we need to roll out now an ID when you travel to get on planes that says your vaccination status. It's not even a vaccine. Every part of it's a lie. And we should have this database that forms, you know, this database that controls everybody. So it's about a database and a tracker ID where they can approve or unapprove you to travel when they want based on social credit, criticizing the globalists, whatever the case may be. And then here's Jeffrey Goldberg, who lied about WMDs. He's credited being the main guy that made up that stuff. And he worked at an Israeli torture base. And now he's here to put a chain around our neck and a ball and chain and make us take his ID. That's all right here in the article. And that's what Biden's set to announce. You got to go read the article. It's really disgusting. And it reads like 1984 because that's what it is. Oh, but the 7,000 illegals that McCallum released alone who tested positive for COVID, that's okay, though. Oh, you test positive, we just dump you on the street. But oh, my gosh. We can't let citizens fly on airplanes that aren't in our database. What a creepy, evil man. But he's just the mouth of these people. U.S. plans to require COVID-19 shots for foreign travelers, AP reports. So Biden's about to announce that today or tomorrow. And then next, it's just you always hear about new restrictions, but it kind of becomes a background noise. It's all behavioral psychologists running this. See, there you go. But Boston Mayor Kim Janney gets it right, compares vaccine passports to slave papers, birtherism. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't have illegal aliens have IDs. You can't have IDs to vote, but you got to have them to get on a plane or a train or any of that. L.A. will consider requiring vaccine proof at restaurants, gyms, indoor sporting events. See, everything you already see in Europe then goes to New York, then goes to California. They just add more and more to see what they can get away with. Then have police come by with the health department and shut down your business because they ordered you shut, even though they don't have that power statutorily, just like they don't have the power to say, oh, after a year and a half of you not having to pay your rent, the CDC says you still don't have to. They don't have that power. But see, there goes your private property with all the millennials who want their free tuition, their free car, their free everything. They don't get their being inducted into slavery. All color of law. And remember, it's all unauthorized. It's all not even FDA approved because it had would have been studied under law and had to have some background. But even now we do know they studied it beforehand secretly and they knew exactly what they were doing, killing us. Meanwhile, Baylor professor says it should be a hate crime to criticize Fauci and other scientists once people are arrested to criticize official science. That is the definition of murdering science right there. Dr. Drew says vaccine passports are a new form of segregation. Absolutely. The King Obama, though, is scaling back his lavish Martha's Vineyard party after the communist Chinese criticized him. One rule for us, Google co-founder allowed to enter country with closed borders while others, including citizens, were blocked. New Zealand let him bring his 12-year-old for medical treatment from his private Fiji island on his private jet because he is a ruler of the earth. AOC's got caught not wearing a mask, but saying, let's do our photo shoot, put your mask on, because they're all part of the ruling minion class, so they all know it's a fraud. It's also funny. I'm going to go to break. I want to encourage listeners to support the broadcast and tell friends and family about it while you still can. People are really receptive to the truth right now, my friends. And so I just want to encourage all the listeners to know that we have a big special that is going right now. InfoWars Limited Supply Flash Sale. Save 50% off these top products before they are gone. And that's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula for a limited time, 50% off because it is selling out. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, 50% off, limited supply. It's only going for a few more days. Lung Cleanse and Throat Defense, 50% off, limited supply. That's going to run for a week. Vitamin C and vitamin C and zinc together, 50% off, limited supply at InfoWarsStore.com. That will run for another week. And Survival Shield X2 had been 40% off. It's very close to selling out. I'm boosting that back to 50% off for just 3 days as well. And all of the InfoWars privacy pouches, so the contact tracers and big tech don't trace everywhere you go because they're dirty criminals. You don't want criminals knowing what you're doing. You want to lock your door at night. We'll also lock up your phone. That's 50% off. You get 10 of the new stickers like Arrest Fauci, Arrest Gates, and all the rest of it, InfoWars.com. And then you also get the big door sticker that explains contact tracers, get the hell off my porch, burn in hell. It says it nicer than that. So 11 stickers and the privacy pouch for $14.95. That's 50% off. That sale is going to end early next week as well. I want to thank you all for your support. Get a t-shirt while you're at it at InfoWarsStore.com, like Save the Frogs and more. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.